Supervisor Hernandez.
So, first I have to say, I thank you guys for all the work you've guys done in public works planning and working with all the different agencies as well, RTC. And I fully, support this EIR. But first I have to say that I do agree with Supervisor McPherson's statement about equity, that we got to also look at South County because, we've got like five segments and a partial of one segment in South County, and we still have two more to go plus to finish that 118, I think, because it's just in the middle of nowhere. It's like an island segment, not connected to the city. So I think we have to move forward at some point on that as well. But I think that generally I'm in favor of all this, right? Because I think that, we have to move forward with this project. And I think I'm in favor of the ultimate trail, option B. My only question is the, on one of the slides you mentioned that the bridges are and trestles are not under the purview of the CIR, or they're under the scope of the RTC or something like that. And I say this because, one of the things that has come out last year is that there's new pedestrian bridge designs that are considerably less cost than previously thought before. But I was just wondering about that, if the CIR covers the trestles and bridges.
So to answer that question, in part, yes. So there's three bridges for this project. There's the bridge over Rodeo Gulch between 17th and 30th Avenue. And that would include, for the ultimate trail configuration, a new prefabricated bicycle pedestrian bridge. And for the interim trail, conversion of the existing concrete and steel rail bridge. And then the bridge over the New Brighton State Beach Access Road similarly would be in the ultimate trail configuration would be handled by a prefabricated pedestrian bridge. And in the interim trail be a conversion of the existing rail bridge. The only bridge that is not included as part of this project is the Capitola Trestle. And that's because, well, it's a couple of reasons. One, you can't cantilever an existing, you can't cantilever a pedestrian bridge off of that wooden structure like was done at the San Lorenzo River, simply because the structure doesn't have the structural integrity to support a cantilevered bridge on the side. And it would be very difficult to build a standalone and very expensive standalone trail bridge next to the existing trestle due to the limited right of way. So the way that's being handled is to include a full replacement of that structure in the zero emission passenger rail and trail project to include both a combined rail and trail bridge that would accommodate both the trains and the trail traffic.
So my only concern is not even a concern, right? It's my only concern is not moving forward with this because, recently the Caltrans CTC has been heading towards a lot of funding active transportation and multimodal transportation projects. And now it seems that even the feds are doing the same thing. The federal government is also doing the same thing and trying to fund more bike and pedestrian activities as well, including, rail funding as well at the federal level. So my concern would be is like that we stall this project and we don't move forward because I've heard from some CTC members that if we don't meet that deadline, that it puts future projects at jeopardy to get funded. So that's my only concern is that just move forward.
And thank you for those.